This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So United Airlines now assaults its own paid passengers. They just dragged this physician kicking and screaming off the airplane. They smashed in his face. They dragged him, exposing his skin. They did like a carpet burn. They just dragged him down the aisleway of the plane like a bunch of thugs, because this is how United Airlines treats its passengers. This is what it has come to in America. You are now a prisoner inside a police state. And the TSA disarms you, of course, at the gate, so you can't fight back against being assaulted, kidnapped, bludgeoned, you know, smashed in the face. Now, you might be wondering, why did United Airlines do this? Well, they overbooked the flight, and they wanted their seat back. Yep, United Airlines, and this is all confirmed. I've got a statement from United Airlines right here, from the CEO, Oscar Munoz. He says, quote, "This is an upsetting event to all of us here at United. I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers." You mean violently smashing in their faces and dragging them off the airplane while they're screaming, kicking and screaming, because it was a physician who had to see patients the next morning and he didn't want to give up the seat because he had paid for the seat. He had been assigned a seat and he was already sitting in the seat. And they called the police, armed thugs, to come in and smash in his face, drag him off the airline. Look, I want you to listen to the video. Listen to it right here. Listen to the actual screaming of this guy as they're dragging him off the plane. This is America. Listen. What's even more astonishing about all of this is that this guy did nothing wrong. He looks like an Asian American guy. I don't know his name. It looks like maybe he's Chinese or Japanese. Can't really tell. Maybe he's an Asian American, just Asian ancestry. But anyway, this guy did nothing wrong. He was chosen randomly. You see, airlines always overbook their flights, because statistically they know a few people aren't going to show up, so they always overbook their flights. And every once in a while there's a big statistical fluke where everybody shows up, and then they've oversold the plane. They've got too many people, not enough seats. So when that happens, they come on the loudspeaker and they say, "Well, we'll give you a free first class ticket, you know, free hotel, whatever, if you are willing to voluntarily come off the flight." So they tried that. I think in this case, they offered passengers $400. Nobody took the offer. So they raised the offer to $800. And still, nobody took the offer. And so they said, "We're going to randomly pick passengers to get off the plane." So, okay, you see what they're doing here. No longer is it volunteers. No longer are they paying people or compensating people for the inconvenience. Now, they're going to bring in armed police thugs to rip you out of your seat. And that's what they did. So this guy was randomly chosen by a computer, targeted to be removed from the plane by force. And what's even more disturbing about all of this, if you have seen the video, you can see it on naturalnews.com. Most of the other passengers just sat there quietly, obediently, obedient little sheeple, while the police thugs came and took away their fellow passenger. They said nothing because they didn't want to be targeted and smashed in the face and dragged down the aisle like this guy was. And yet every person there realizes they could have been randomly targeted just as easily. Could have been them, because the guy didn't even do anything wrong. His only crime was being the random number that was chosen by the computer. There was one woman on the flight who was at least voicing her resistance to this, screaming out, you know, this is insane, this is wrong. But she kept her seat. She didn't get out of her seat. And obviously, if anybody had interfered with this, they would have been smashed in the face as well. They would have been arrested. I mean, I can't say exactly what I would have done in that situation. Maybe all the passengers should have got up and stopped the police from assaulting and kidnapping this man. But it's, you know, most people don't have courage. So what are you going to do if it's one, if you're one person standing up against it? You're just going to be smashed in the face and arrested and charged with assaulting a police officer, which is a felony. So what are you going to do, right? We're living in a police state, folks. This, it's a police state, and United Airlines is operating as a prison transport system. You are basically a prisoner in a United Airlines plane. And even though you pay for the seat, and even though you've been given a seat assignment, and even though you take your seat and you put your luggage up and everything, you're settled in, you're minding your own business, you're reading a book, whatever you're doing, they can still come in and violently assault you, smash your face, rip you out of your seat, drag you down, just humiliate you in front of everyone. This is United Airlines. This is what it has come to. This is now the corporate-run police state of America. And if you don't think this doesn't apply to you, trust me, they're planning the same thing for vaccine resistors. So if you refuse to be vaccinated with the toxic flu shot that does contain mercury, still contains mercury, a known neurotoxin, if you refuse to be vaccinated, they're just going to call the police, smash your face in, kick you, beat you, arrest you, charge you with resisting arrest, whatever they can do to force you to be vaccinated against your will. This is America. This is after 8 years of Obama and other administration, the Bush administration before that, you know, 9/11, the Patriot Act, surveillance state. You are a prisoner living in a prison system. The government owns your body, or at least asserts that it does. You have no rights, not even as a paying customer. I mean, this guy paid for his ticket. You would think that if you pay for a ticket, well, that's a contract with United Airlines, isn't it? That's a contract. You paid for a damn seat. They gave him a seat. What, now they're going to take it back? Are they going to do that to everybody? Because I can't wait to see the reaction if they go and randomly pick, let's say, a female African-American social justice warrior. I would love to see the reaction to that, because can you imagine if United Airlines starts beating black women and dragging their bodies down the aisle to get them off the seat that they bought? Can you imagine the outcry to that? Again, not that I want to see that, because I don't want to see anybody abused by United Airlines. I want to see the reaction. I want to see United Airlines called out for abusing human beings of any skin color or ethnicity or race. I mean, this guy was a minority, right? He was Asian American. Where's the outcry from the Asian community on this? Is it okay for United Airlines to just randomly pick an Asian and beat him, drag him out of their seat that they paid for? Will the black community put up with that? I doubt it. Yeah, I don't think the black community would put up with that for a minute. You'd see brothers and sisters protesting United Airlines at every airport all around the country, and for good reason, because that kind of behavior is completely unacceptable. So the CEO of United Airlines says they're going to review it. Quote, "Our team is moving with a sense of urgency to work with the authorities and conduct our own detailed review of what happened. We are also reaching out to this passenger to talk directly to him and further address and resolve this situation." You know what that means? This passenger is being offered a settlement to not talk to the press. That's exactly what it means. They're going to say, look, we'll pay you, I don't know, $200,000 or whatever. I hope this guy says, F you, I'm suing you, and I'm talking to the public, we're taking this to court, we're going to sue you for $1 billion in damages. That's what I hope happens. Because this, what this airline did is inhumane. It smacks of North Korea. Absolute abuse of civil rights. Absolute abuse of humanity. A violation of contract and trust with all of its customers. What person knowing this would dare ever pay for a ticket on United Airlines ever again? Knowing that even after you pay the ticket and even after you take your seat, you can still be violently and physically assaulted by United Airlines itself. That you can be dragged out of your seat. You can have your clothing ripped as or your face smashed in just because you wanted to buy a ticket and you wanted to fly somewhere. What person is going to fly on United Airlines now knowing that this is what they can do to you and that it's random? There's nothing you can do to defend yourself against this. And they've taken all your weapons away for self-defense, too. The TSA, you know, grabbed your crotch, patted you down, or subjected you to radiation, whatever you went through in security. So you've got no weapons of self-defense. So if the corporation that owns the airplane now decides that they want to assault you and kidnap you, you can't even shoot back. You can't even carry a knife and fight off the attackers. You know, self-defense is a basic human right. You should be able to at least have a knife in your seat and be able to fight off these goons that are attacking you. You know, I mean, it's just basic human decency. But United Airlines is like, nope, we're going to take away your weapons, and then we're going to take away your seat, and then we're going to violently assault you, and then we're going to blame you while you're screaming and kicking for your life, and we're going to basically terrorize you. So United Airlines has now become a passenger terrorism organization where they deliberately terrorize their own passengers to keep them in line. So now, I mean, what's the average customer of United Airlines now going to think if they're boarding a plane and they're like, huh, this plane's kind of full? If you're getting on the plane, it's like, this plane is full. You got to be thinking now, they're going to come after some of us, right? They're gonna come to get us. They're going to come kidnap us and violently drag us off of this flight. Because that's exactly what they're going to do. They've proved it. It's on video everywhere. That's United Airlines. Fly the friendly skies while we smash in your face and drag you off the plane, beat you to a pulp, bloody your lip, make you scream and cry like a little baby while we literally drag you down the aisle in front of all the other passengers and get you on video that goes viral all across the internet, crying and screaming as we punch you and assault you. I mean, that should be the United Airlines new slogan. Fly the violent skies, where even if you buy a seat, we will still punch you in the face. Yeah, I don't know how Oscar Munoz is going to turn this around, but these people deserve to be sued into oblivion. They deserve to be shut out of business for that kind of behavior. Who the hell calls the police on their own passenger who's just sitting there? Just sitting there, minding his own business, not being unruly in any way whatsoever, not bothering anybody, not accosting the flight attendants. The guy's just minding his own business, and he's targeted for this kind of violence and actual kidnapping. I mean, this guy should sue the police. He should sue United Airlines and sue the police, and he should win his case in both cases. I mean, this is a gross violation, just fundamental human rights, constitutional rights, civil liberties. It's probably a hate crime involved in this somewhere as well due to the social justice environment of our legal system, because the guy's Asian, or at least he looks Asian, probably a hate crime. Does United Airlines hate Asians? Is that it? Did their computer pick, I don't know, a black person or a white person, and then they said, no, let's go after the Asians. So they picked another random number and went after the Asians. Is that what went on? I don't know. Kind of makes you wonder, though, doesn't it? Kind of makes you wonder. Yeah, if they keep this up, nobody's going to fly United Airlines. And I advise you, by the way, to boycott that airline for that unbelievable behavior. In fact, I'm not going to forgive United Airlines unless they pay this guy at least $10 million. He deserves at least $10 million for that. That's the minimum. It should be a lot more for the psychological damage, the terror that they put this guy through. This guy should be, probably, he should get like $100 million, come to think of it. I hope a jury gives him $100 million and sends a message to United Airlines that if you treat passengers like this, we're going to bankrupt you, we the jury. Yeah, $100 million, that right there. Pay it out. Pay it out to the guy. He deserves it. Because what you put this guy through is unreal. I'm never flying United Airlines, I'll tell you that. Not unless they pay this guy $100 million. All right, thanks for listening. Yeah, this is what you sign up for when you fly in America now. It's a freaking police state. I mean, not just the TSA, but now the airlines themselves. I mean, you're not safe flying commercial. You're not safe. It's a gulag. It's a aluminum prison inside that airplane, and you are at the mercy of the state, and they are not afraid to use violence against you, even if you've done absolutely nothing wrong. And this is going to apply to every form of public transportation, by the way. Drag you, they can punch you in the face on a bus, or a Amtrak, probably, or any airline, frankly. It's unreal. All right, listen to more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. If until they censor it all because it's a freaking police state, they don't want anybody telling the truth anymore. That's it.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.